Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Gary Stewart at Conscious Connection. I'm very pleased to do another show today this week with Nita Patel. She has an event happening, which will be an ongoing event at the Gateway and other locations, called the World Love On, and would like to speak to her about it. I'll be doing some body work there, Kahuna Healing, and the mission of World Love On is to build a spiritual community that envelops a myriad of participants looking to lift their own vibrations and live a fuller, healthier life by taking steps towards their own divine path and purpose. The World Love On is a spiritual community founded by Nita Patel there, and we're supporting each other on our individual and collective journey. We have the power to fill our hearts first with pure divine love, then reflect it back in the world. And reflecting it back without expectation of the results, of course, that leads us to oneness. Her website for this amazing spiritual opportunity is www.worldloveon.com. And think of the on button as a computer button that you're turning love on in the world. And we'll have her contact information at the end of the show. So let me get Nita here so we can speak to her about the World Love On project. Nita, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Gary.
Hey, love. How are you? It's wonderful to talk to you and have you on Conscious Connection with me, Gary Stewart.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate being on the show with you.
Excellent. Yeah, so I'm very excited to participate this coming Wednesday for the inaugural kickoff of the World Love On Holistic Fair at the Gateway. Would you like to tell people your take on what you feel it's about and the plethora of alternative healers that you've invited to the program?
For me, it's building a spiritual community. It's about being around other amazing healers that are trying to also be on their path and divine purpose in life, such as yourself. We have worked together, and I've just want to be more and more in my own spiritual integrity and work with, you know, people like yourself who are also on a very high conscious level and bring together people that want to not only be on their divine path, but take that to the next level and help other people that need a platform and need a space to develop their own gifts and talents, or if they're just seeking to be better people. I feel like right now is the time when, you know, a lot of people on Earth are being shaken up and really being woken up, and this is an amazing vibration, amazing time for conscious people to come together and have a place where they feel that they can connect with other like-minded people. I really feel that I'm in my divine path, and I feel like somebody, spirit, knocked on the door and said, hey, this is your wake-up call, this is your calling, are you ready? And I said, I'm ready, I'm there. So I feel very blessed. I feel extremely humble and honored by the people that I have attracted to the holistic fair, and that they are trusting me. And this is August the 7th is going to be the first event at the Gateway. And then it's going to be an ongoing every 2 weeks event. and then in several months, I would like to have a once a month holistic fair. And there's many people that have come on my path that want to do collaborations and do workshops. So it's very exciting times. I know that you're going to be at the events, and you do a great deal to help promote the event. So I really wanted to say thank you.
Absolutely. No, it's my pleasure and honor, because in this time of great change, there's also great opportunity. The media barrages us with negativity day and night. And at the same time, I really feel part of the conscious evolution of our species is that the good things will happen fast, but also the bad things will happen fast and transform into good things. So everywhere there's something negative happening on Earth, I feel there's a chance for a positive opportunity or positive outcome. And it's so wonderful that you've invited all these cutting-edge people. I want to mention to our listeners some of the people that will be attending. That's at the Gateway in West LA. We'll have all this information on the live link that I'm going to post on social networks in about half an hour. But we have Dr. Nicholas Johnson, who does network spinal analysis and pranic healing. We have Maria Teresa, a Reiki healer and an angel card reader. Jeanette Orlando, who's a personal friend of mine and really supported me getting my constellation workshops off the ground a decade ago, and we've remained friends forever. She does past life regressions and also is a Reiki healer. And there's also, you've invited some divine intuitive spiritual readers, which should be fun. You have Monique and Christiane, an Akashic team of intuitive readers, along with Yasika Quisthoog. She's a therapist and intuitive healer. Plus, we have Shauna Rudler, an intuitive empath, tarot and energetic reader, plus Austin Moos, a numerologist and tarot reader, Mika Leone, who's a date coach and intimacy advisor, as well as a card reader, and Carolyn Coolidge, who's an intuitive reader and a card reader. Plus, there's some vendors that will be selling jewelry. Sylvia Santana and Saren and Juan Ritchie Crystals, and clothing by T. Henna and Love On. So it's just so wonderful that we have this array of people at the Gateway. I just look at it as like an ancient bazaar. I've been to Egypt, so they have these bazaars in Egypt where all these diverse people get together to share their wares. And this is like a spiritual bazaar here with the world's Love On. And I just love the idea participating in a holistic fair, especially with divine intuitive healing being the theme. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with what you were saying earlier in a little personal background. I've not had a exactly easy past decades, but I've gone through a lot of turmoil and tumultuous times, and Gary has been there for me and some other very highly spiritual people in my life that I'm extremely, extremely humbled and grateful that they are there. My good friend Sylvia, who's an amazing jewelry designer, who's going to be at World Love On, has been an amazing sister to me. And I do believe that you can look at negative, anything that seems negative, and take it to the next level and look at it through divine eyes and see what was the path, what was the purpose for that to happen. And there's always a divine message behind it, no matter how terrible it may seem in the moment. If you can step out of it and find something positive, that's where the growth comes in. That's kind of where I want to be in helping people who do come in and are trying to find something higher to, guide them. And
yes.
I believe that everything is within us. We're such an, outside. We look at outside so much that we forget to look at the inside, when everything that we need is truly inside of us. If we're truly connected to our divine selves, doesn't matter what religious background you come from or whatever background you may come from, I believe that there is only love, as Miriam Williamson said many years ago. And I know that Gary teaches that in his family constellation work, but I truly believe that people do everything out of love.
Yes, absolutely. As we see with constellations, that the greater the pain, the greater the love. Otherwise, people wouldn't stay in their own family systems. So, and I think that's a universal truth, because, we don't view weather is bad weather, but we see that after the storm, the sun comes out, the rainbows come out, the flowers grow. So negative precedes positive in a lot of cases, and we're already in this negative transformative time, as many of us perceive, or the media chooses to present that side of it. But we're accentuating the positive side of it, that is great opportunity for rebirth and growth. And I think you have such a diverse team here that it's just so exciting that people can come to one place, the Gateway in West LA, which is like the Bodhi Tree West, I call it, now that the Bodhi Tree is no longer in existence. And it's just a great place. The room has great energy, and you've assembled these cutting-edge modalities. I'm very excited to share this new HUNA modality that I've been certified in. That's a very light-touch energy technique that stimulates our divine source energy of the moment that the egg and sperm fertilize to bring us back to that original point so our body can reprogram itself to our original blueprint with the Aloha Kahuo healing, or Kahio healing, my Hawaiian. I'm new at Hawaiian here. And Kahui means, Kahio means to give generously from the heart for nothing in return. And it used to be a verb, and now it's transferred to a boy or girl's name, a non-gender specific name in Hawaii. And it's just very exciting to participate in this. And I also do my workshops on Saturday night. The Constellation Healing Institute presents me there. And it's wonderful to do constellations, of which I'll be there tonight, and you will too. So we're a great team that's forming here to just bring innovative healing to L.A.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, to talk about the constellations, I mean, I've been doing, I think I've done maybe about 15 constellations with Gary.
Yes.
In the past year, and I cannot tell people how profound of an impact it has made on my life, on how I view my life, how I view my mother. I didn't always see her in a positive light, and I can truly tell you that I see my mother as an absolute gift, and we did many constellations for me to shift that, and with Gary just being an amazing facilitator, I encourage people to come out to the constellations. And yeah, the World Lavon and Gary and I think we vibrate so well because our messages are the same. They're very similar. We have a very similar message.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also excited because I want to become I want to learn more about constellations. So it's an amazing collaboration.
Yes, absolutely, and there's always something new that the field is trying to teach us if we're open to it. So that's what's great about the constellation part. And would you like to say anything about the collection of healers that you've have you tried their sessions or known about them for a while with their modalities, and that's why you chose a special group for World Love On Premiere?
I really feel like Spirit brought, I put the intention out there, I put my mission statement out there, and I vibrated all these amazing people to me. Some of them I do know. I know Scott Hornsby. I've been going to him for quite some time, for about 5-6 years, ever since I moved here. He's an amazing iridologist, and he does divine muscle testing, and then he recommends what products you need for your body, and the products on Nature's Sunshine, products have been around for 20 plus years, have really helped my body heal because I had a lot of digestive issues, and then I have personally screened everybody, so everybody has been screened by me. They've either given me a reading or a healing session, and some of them I've exchanged my own energies with, and I mainly channel, but I'm extremely intuitive and path, but I'm very sensitive, so I don't do it that often, but I do offer it. But I have had a session with everybody, so everybody has been screened, and everybody is absolutely amazing and has a higher sense of their selves, but also a sense of their own divine path, and each one of them really just wants to make an impact and a difference in other people's lives. And that is what really is the message for World Love On is, you know, love on yourself, love on others, love on whomever you want to love on. That is the message of Love On. So.
That's wonderful. So it's going to be quite a interesting evening with all these people together. Now, how is it going to be set up? Will people be able to register for the different healers that are on premises there who are participating in the event?
You can do it two ways. You can come straight to the gateway. We're going to be there at 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the evening on August the 7th. It's a Wednesday evening. There's plenty of parking at the facility, so that's, you won't have to worry about won't have to worry about the parking. You can book appointments while you're there, and in the meantime, we're going to have a free Qigong outside, so you can participate in free Qigong. My friend Mandy and his wife Kaya are going to be there, so pass your time and get some free Qigong while you're there. And then if you want to pre-book an appointment, you can go to www.worldlovearn.com and you can purchase a time slot for the readers and meet the readers or the healers ahead of time and book your time slot. And then I will get the receipts and everything, so I'll know that you've already booked an appointment ahead of time if you don't want to wait in the lines.
Great, great. And I'll also put that email and the website online with our sound link here, so people will have that immediately on Facebook or LinkedIn, that they can do that. So that will curtail a bottleneck at the door, which we hope to have, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope
yeah,
people
very
register.
Excited.
Excellent. No, that's fine. And we have a good 10 minutes left, so is there something else you'd like to speak about the event here?
Well, it's basically going to be every 2 weeks. Like I said, we're going to be doing every 2 weeks, we will be bringing in different healers, so you have an array of different healers to work with, but all the healers will be on the World Love On website, so they're always going to be available. They all do private work, so if you gravitate to a particular healer, you can always contact them through the website or the information on the website. Yeah, I want to, one of the biggest things about World Love On, and for me, I'm not a selfish person, I'm a very very open and giving person. I want to support everybody in their own personal spiritual paths, and that many of the healers have an array of things that they do, and so if you feel drawn to any of them, they all do private work. And so
wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you also want World Love On to be an online community as well, with the healers that are at the event. Also, people have access privately, and that's a real generous, wonderful way to spread the word about modalities a lot of people may not know about, and also simultaneously to get World Love On in the global marketplace, or at least local marketplace.
Yeah, definitely. I have other friends and other states that I've already invited, and I've personally had amazing experiences with them that I would love on my website. But they don't have to be in California. They could be anywhere in the world, I believe. But I definitely want to take it to a global level.
Absolutely.
My eventual goal is to have, like I said, a once-a-month event and do much more. We have sound healers that want to come in and do sound healing.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, there's a gentleman who collaborates his music to the love frequency. And then my eventual goal, which is a long-term goal, is to build schools and homes for children that have been neglected in the world and have nowhere to go and build a community and a home for them. That is my long-term goal.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, because the world needs that. And a lot of people don't know. Here, the media is talking about Obamacare and caring for yourself through Western medicine, but there's an amazing amount of alternative healing out there that's deeply transformative, much less of a cost than participating in a federally subsidized network of Western medicine, which is so limited in its scope compared to what we do, because really all healing involves having a bigger sensitivity to consciousness, and that's all these modalities go into a conscious field that's much larger than a nuts and bolts medical field that doesn't even pay attention to our emotional well-being, our spiritual well-being, our spiritual mission. And so I believe this is on the cutting edge to create a holistic group, very much like the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, which I'm the president of in West LA. That we are almost like a union of holistic healers, and we want World Love On to be part of that, so it can be real synergistic events that we have that our membership knows about, and it ties right into our goal as the Holistic Chamber of Commerce to bond people together so they know where to go for good, healthy resources and cutting edge. I mean, a lot of people don't even know what Reiki is, so it'd be wonderful if they just came for a nominal fee and experienced a Reiki session. Some people may feel past lives are nagging them, and Jeanette's right there, so they can dive right into, a one-hour regression, because that's what she's offering there. My healing, the new healing, just lasts about 15 or 20 minutes, but it really takes people to a different dimension, which is why I got certified in it. It ties into my Australian body work that I already do, and in a way, the constellations, because with constellations, we're going back to source, of which I'll be doing a constellation evening, the following evening there as well. So there'll be two events this week, and hopefully we'll dovetail with each other throughout the fall. Every other time I'll be there doing something and to promote World Love On as well as my healing that I do.
Yeah, and the healing that Gary's talking about profoundly affected my body and my wealth and growth, and the Bowen, just a little bit about I had several car accidents, and the Bowen shifted me like nobody else. I went a couple of years for chiropractors, and I'm not knocking chiropractors, but I did network spinal analysis, which is what Dr. Nicholas Johnson does, and really the alternative modalities I really felt did a lot more than just the Western modalities, and the kahuna, the Aloha is what Gary is now certified in, also helped my back shift. And I don't think, and he's talking about original blueprint. I've been asking Divine to put me in my original blueprint for the last couple of years, and here I am, really fully present, I feel, in my body and my mind. And then I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, had digestive issues from a very early age, almost birth, and I was devastated because I didn't have health insurance, and when I tried to go and get help, it was just so costly, and the doctors just give you a pill, make you go away. I was at stage 4 to the point where they were going to cut my entire colon out, and I was at stage 4, and I was only 30 years old at the time, so I was really devastated. I didn't want to carry a poop bag for the rest of my life. That was my daily life.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm.
So I turned to holistic remedies, and a gracious friend of mine who I love dearly, the one who really believes in oneness and taught me about oneness, she had me go to an alternative healer. I got off the allopathic medicines in 6 months, from doing the holistic work, and I have continued my growth in my own personal spiritual growth for the past 10 years, and I don't claim that I have ulcerative colitis. I still have residual issues, but I know that I'm working on them. So I completely believe in alternative medicines.
Yes, me too. It's absolutely wonderful. And we're not disrespecting alternative medicine. It is good if you break a leg to have those nuts and bolts and casts, and
absolutely,
you do have a heart attack, telling anyone not take their medication or give up their Western medicine regime. What we're telling people is that there are alternatives out there that expand your consciousness to see why you may be having that health issue in the first place, which could be from emotional trauma, from a car accident, a childhood event that shattered you. Yeah, I mean, even something so simple as divorce and people not having the best life possible now is actually an echo of something that happened in their childhood or some other point in their life. So we want the public to know that there's many alternative modalities that are deeply healing and profoundly introspective that give you a different angle of how something negative can be transformed into something positive. A woman I worked with last week, and this was in the constellation process, which I'll be doing Thursday, the next day after World Love On, and tonight at the Gateway, she has been. She was attacked by her brother years ago when she was a child, and she felt for the first time this week, and we're talking about 50 years ago or 45 years ago, she has felt released and relieved from that burden she's been carrying as she carried the perpetrator energy and the victim energy simultaneously. And no one ever thought to make that separation for her in all these years of things she's done, and she feels totally liberated from a one-hour experience. So it's absolutely wonderful how we have the power to transform through any modality. And I believe, you know, with World Love On, we can expand our consciousness, whether it's through Reiki, even somebody being an angel card reader or past life regression or even having your tarot cards read or your Akashic records delved into. There's so many ways and advantages to get a larger perspective on the work we're here to do. And I sincerely believe every human being alive wants the best life possible. They don't want to suffer. Sometimes suffering is addictive, but really people want a way out. So I think the World Love On and a Holistic Fair is a good way for people to explore different ways that they can get out of their humdrum routine, expand their consciousness, have fun, get intrigued, because everyone's soul is on a mission. And I think souls are looking for something new, so there'll be a better outcome rather than the same old, same old. And I think the World Love On provides that, and no less than a fun summer holistic fair that will be ongoing at the great space of the Gateway. So I think you're offering something really profound and really exciting here, and it's a one-stop shopping as well, so people can come a number of times. They could come 10 times to try each different healer who's available, and their lives probably will be changed just from that, being open to something new and unexpected.
I agree, absolutely. That is the goal.
Yes, we only have a few so. So let me tell our listeners how to contact you and whatever. The website is www.worldloveon.com. You can make an appointment for this week's event with Nita directly at info@worldloveon.com. And do you want me to give you your phone number, or you prefer email?
They can actually go to the website and go to participants, and all the participants are there. They can book the appointments right there, but they can call me too. That's fine.
Okay, and if you'd like to call Nita to either talk about an appointment or what alternative healer would be best for you that evening, she can be called at 404-324-2212. But it's great if you do it from the website. That way, it's for her administratively, it's much easier to know who's booked at what time. So when you register on Wednesday night, we can expedite everything and get you to the appointment. And, Nita, I just want to say it's wonderful to be in partnership with you, and I love supporting you in this because it's part of my divine vision as well to bring alternative healing and community. As you know, even with my constellations, I share it with everyone and other alternative healers just so people know what's out there and can get it anywhere they're located, anytime they're located. If I'm unavailable, they can go to another facilitator. So I just love that you're creating a clearinghouse for all these alternative And I want to thank you, Nita, for sharing the world love on with Conscious Connection. And this is me, Gary Stewart, your host. And I hope to see you on Wednesday night at the Gateway in West L.A. All of this will be on Facebook and social media within minutes of the show ending. And Nita, I want to thank you so much for having the vision and guidance to bring this to the world. I support you totally. And best of luck on your holistic fair.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate everything that you do for me.
And vice versa. It's a beneficially mutual relationship, and I'm happy to support it. And I'll be there, too, so I look forward to meeting some of our listeners there to get some real subtle body work while they're there. And everyone will have their flyers and cards, so you can meet them personally. We look forward to seeing you at the inaugural holistic fair called the World Love On with Nita Patel and then myself, Gary Stewart, and many other healers are there. Till Wednesday night, namaste, and we'll see you there.
Namaste.